This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Sayyidina Muhammad, khatim al-anbiya'i wa al-mursaleen wa ala alihi wa sahbatihi ajma'in. Welcome back to our explanation of the waraqat. It's been a long time, my apologies. We reach now the most important, or one of the most important chapters in the subject. And I have someone told me, you say that on every chapter. So maybe all the chapters in Usul al-Fiqh are important, but this is muhim ala muhim, yani important, super important. Bab is chapter, but also we know bab literally means a door. Why would scholars use this to describe chapters? One of my teachers told me to remind the student of Jannah, the abwab of Jannah. So let's all check our intentions first before we start. And the great sign of intentionality is, what type of person does this knowledge create? So if I learn this, I'm like arrogant, harsh, a bully, hatred, hitq for the Muslimin. That means this is not ilm al-nafi. The Prophet ﷺ, you ask Allah for beneficial knowledge. But if it's transformative, it impacts me in a way that builds my enthusiasm for Islam, my concern for the ummah and the unity of the ummah, and then the concern for scholarship and care and caution, it's a good sign. Babu ta'arud. Ta'arud is tafa'ul. Tafa'ul means that there are two things happening. Ta'awun or more, right? Ta'awun, all of you cooperate together. It's two groups here. Tawasaw bil haqqi wa tawasaw bis sabri. I mean, all of you assist each other, support one another. So the form is tafa'ul, mushtaraka. Ibn Umarik says in Lamiyat al-Athari, a nice poem he wrote on morphology, wa ba'du fal-fi'lu ma yuhkim tasarrufahu yahuz min lughat al-abwaba wa subula. Whoever masters this change in verbs that happens, the doors of the language are open to them. So he says, Baba ta'arud. Ta'arud, the word ta'arud, I wrote in my notes here, ay tamana, to prohibit. Ay ta'arud bayn al-adilla, amongst evidences, if we see these discrepancies. I don't like the word contradictions. Opposition, they oppose one another. That's why, you know, we say in the Muslim country, al-mu'arada. Al-mu'arada is the opposition to dictatorships. Fa'ana u'aridu hadha al-dharim, I am an opposition of that oppressor. Here it's talking about two texts. For example, the Prophet ﷺ said, the best of you is my generation. But in another hadith, he said, the best of you are those that Allah guides to Islam, provides sufficiency to, and lives a life of good deeds. This is ta'arud. The best is the Sahaba, or the best of these people. How do you remedy that? How do you remedy that? That's called a ta'arud, the science of ta'arud. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the best of you are the ones who witness before they're subpoenaed. But also he said, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the worst of you are those who bear witness before they're subpoenaed. Ha. This opposes that dalala of that, that opposes the dalala of that. This is called ta'arud. Tamanu', they oppose one another. And this is going to happen when we have two ams, two khas, am and khas, which is easy. Or we have a text that has a little bit of am and a little bit of khas in it. It's also going to happen with other type of text, but now just to keep it simple. He says, faslun fi bayani ma'rifati ma yuf'aru fi at-ta'arudi bayn al-adilla. Sheikh Muhalli, he said that this section is meant to clarify the understandings related to what yaf'alu al-faqih or al-mujtahid or al-talib or al-bahith, what the scholars should do when there is an apparent opposition and evidences. Bayn al-adilla. Wa huwa a ta'arud. Tafa'ul, as I said earlier, Sheikh Muhalli says, Allah yarhamuh, that the form of this is tafa'ul. من عارض الشيء يعارضه. كأن كل من النصين عارض للآخر حين خالفه. As I said earlier, as though like both texts are opposing one another when they're employed together. خلاص. Imam al-Hattab al-Maliki has a nice explanation. He says regarding the statement of Imam, his teacher. Actually, this is not a Hattab. Afwan. نعم. This is Sheikh al-Susi al-Tulusi. Hassan al-Hudda. In his explanation on Hattab, Hattab is explaining Mahal. He says, في بيان ما يفعل في تعارض بين الأدلة المراد بما يفعل ما يأتي من جمع إن أمكن أو تخصيص أو نسخ أو توقف إلى ظهور مرجح. I don't want to take too much of your time because I want you to understand something that the majority of scholars, Malikis, the Shafis, and the Hanabila, when there is this type of opposition happening between texts, they follow a system that's different than the Fuqaha. In Usul al-Fiqh, when we say al-Fuqaha, we mean Sadatina al-Ahnath. When we say al-Mutakallimin, we don't mean in Ilm al-Kalam. We mean Mutakallimin in Usul al-Fiqh are these three schools. Maliki, Shafi, Hanbali. Al-Fuqaha is the Hanafi. So what he does here is he presents the methodology of the Mutakallimin. When there is ta'arud bayn al-adillah, when there's opposition between text, he says, number one, which for us is wajib. Sahib Maraqi Sa'uri said, وَالْجَمْعُ وَاجِبٌ إِذَا مَا أَمْكَنَ. As I remember in the poem in Usul al-Fiqh, Maraqi Sa'uri says, وَالْجَمْعُ وَاجِبٌ إِذَا مَا أَمْكَنَ. That if you can make two texts work together, that's wajib. So for example, خَيْرُكُمْ قَرْنِي. The best of you are is my generation. Then the best of you are those who Allah guided. How do we make this work together without canceling one of the texts? Why? Because these are texts of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These are ayat of Quran. Like, we don't just want to declare them as, you know what, we can't use it anymore. A'udhu billah, this is valuable, this is haq, this is nur, this is light. So we say, okay, as Ibn Abd al-Bar, he explains that those people who come later who are living lives like the Sahaba, they are khayr, they are the best. So that's how he does what's called reconciliation. Reconciliation, al-jama'ah, from like jumu'ah, najma'ah, to bring together and make work together. In the Maliki school, this is wajib, if it's possible. So that's why Sidi Abdillah, he says, wal-jama'u wajibun idha ma amkana. So that's the first. After jam is At-tarjih, to prefer one over the other. So, okay, like, so maybe like this text is like from Bukhari, the other text about khayrukum is from Tirmidhi, فَنْأُرَجِّحْ مَالْ فِي بُخَارِي عَلَى Tirmidhi, just as a way to teach you, just as an example. I'm not saying this is the correct opinion, just showing you the axiom. So here we have, you know, the best of you is my generation, and those who follow them, and those who follow them. The best of you are those who are guided to Islam, are provided sufficiency, and live a life of good. I say, you know what? I'm going to prefer this one over this one because this is in Bukhari. The third step, if we have opposition, if I can't make them work together, and if I can't prefer one over the other, I look for naskh. Naskh, abrogation. We already learned it. That's why he brought it, this section of ta'arud after naskh. And أفعال الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. So then I would say, you know, I have this verse in the Quran. It says, لا تقربوا الصلاة وأنتم سكارى حتى تعلموا ما تقولون. Don't come to prayer in a state of intoxication. But then I have the verse that says, فاجتنبوه لعلكم تفلحون سورة المائدة. Avoid, you know, abstain completely from drinking, so you'll be successful. This one says, I can drink if I don't pray. If it's not time for prayer, this one says, don't drink at all. Can I make jam'ah of this? No. Can I make tarjih of this? Yani. Naskh. Naskh. Why? Because this verse, فَاجْتَنِبُوا لَعَلَكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ, came after this verse. So, الجمع, الترجيح, النسخ, and then finally, التوقف. I don't know. Imagine great scholars of usul of fiqh, these books behind me, right? Great scholars, they have a section on tawakkuf, how to stop, how to not say anything. Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan, radiyallahu anhu, as we're going to learn soon, tawakkuf. Sayyidina Abu Hamid, rahimahullah al-Ghazali, oftentimes, tawakkafa. Ma'li jawab. How many people online are just, there's no tawakkuf. There's no idea of how to stop, the etiquette of stopping. So, before we get into the guts of this section, let's review this terminology. A ta'arud means opposition between evidence. Tarjih means to prefer one over the other. Urajjih hadha ala hadha. And the word ta'arud, at-tamanu', prohibiting, opposing one another. And then we said, when this happens, we gave some examples. The mutakallimun, follow a system. Al-jam' wajib in amkan. Thumma tarjih. Then tarjih, to prefer one of the other. Then al-naskh, in infami, al-tawakuf. We're going to stop here. Barakallahu feekum wa jazakum allahu khairan. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.